competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Byron Richards. We're going to be talking about health, his book, Fight for Your Health, and I was just reading an article he's written, posted on News Reviews, on the fact that the Federal Drug Administration, to try to make preserved meats last longer and other foods, is going to allow them to be sprayed with a virus. But the Federal Drug Administration assures us there's absolutely nothing to worry about. They're going to give us a food that is going to be sprayed with a virus. And yet, do we know what the long-term effects are on the general population? Why is this being done? Why are you concerned about it, Byron?
Well, Dr. Stan, this is one of many issues in a long string where the FDA has approved numerous adulterations into the food supply. We have a lot of chemicals, preservatives, food colorings, things that individuals just cannot consume safely over the course of a lifetime. Well, this latest insult to the injury is that a certain kind of a virus called a bacteriophage will be sprayed on cold cuts, chicken, and different foods that can carry a certain type of infection. And these are bacterial eating viruses, or at least that's what they're telling us that they are. And, you know, but they've never been used at all in the food supply as a food additive before.
Well, now don't they run some sort of chemical test, pardon me, or clinical test to be sure that they're safe?
Well, they really have done very, very little clinical testing in this regard, and that's part of the scary part about it. In other words, bacteriophages, these viruses, have been used in certain medical settings as a treatment for bacteria that may be antibiotic resistance, this kind of thing. They do show that they can increase the liver's inflammatory enzyme known as TNFA, and so there are some side effects from some of the toxicity of these things. But this is a real interesting new approach here where a company, Intralytics, has actually concocted a brew of six viruses that they've trained in a petri dish to recognize a bacteria that can be foodborne. And then they're just going to spray it on the food, and individuals, lining up at Subway or some other deli, are going to be ordering up a viral sandwich.
Now, they're not one, but you say six different types of viruses?
Well, right. There's six different viruses in the concoction that the FDA has approved. And what the FDA is telling us is that these things are only going to affect the intended bacteria that are the problem. And the issue with this, of course, is that viruses have an ability to mutate somewhat. Certainly, but the human digestive tract is lined with trillions of bacteria. And so even though these viruses don't currently infect human cells, they do infect bacterial cells. They actually go in and take them over as if a parasite, and once inside the bacterial cell, they replicate until the bacteria explodes. And then, you get the toxins of the bacterial battle that just went on, as well as these live viruses. And they'll be eating these things.
And, you would think that they would have an extensive clinical trial, over a period of years.
Well, it's a food additive, so it's not a drug. And this is the area here. They, to get approval for a food additive, even though people could be consuming it for their entire lifetime, it's not as stringent as getting a new drug approval, even though this is a whole new realm that the FDA is taking us into. The problem here, too, Dr. Stan, is that this won't just be for one type of infection. This will spread out. This will become the new thing where the FDA will begin to use these bacteriophages. Now, you know, the next thing you know, they'll be spraying them all over spinach because they'll have one, you know, the company, Intralytics, that's making these and other companies that are trying to make them, they have petitions into the FDA right now for an E. coli spray. So you see situations where a food supply is, you know, being contaminated. And, of course, it goes back to the source of the problem. Why do we have to spray these things on meat when it affects so very few Americans? The particular problem they're going after, only, it does make about 3,500 people a year very, very sick. But those problems could be avoided if they would just clean up the production of food.
And you commented, you know, that a lot of the food is contaminated, you know, and a lot of it is imported and not really observed very, very closely. And it is because of the production of the meat and the way it's produced. The problem is, maybe if we, could you explore that a little bit more? Because I think that's
so
important.
Well, absolutely. Animals, I call it the fast food farming business. But we have, you know, both multinational companies taking part in our agricultural system, in our hog farms, and raising the meat that we're going to eat, the steers, the chickens, all these things, have become huge business. And these animals, of course, are not running around healthy. They are not out in the fields eating grass. They are pent up. They are shot up with bovine growth hormone so that they can grow four times as fast as a normal animal. They're on antibiotics all the time throughout the course of their lifetime because they're so unphysically fit that they can't maintain their health. And this is our food supply, unless we go out and try to buy some, you know, real food, which is kind of hard to find because the FDA doesn't require it to be labeled as such. So the problem is that we have a very low-quality food supply where the slaughtering conditions are full of germs and filth in the animals that are being produced. So whether we're talking about radiating the meat once it's been produced or some other way to control all of the poor quality of production from the unhealthy animals, that's the source of the problem. So the spraying of viruses on top to, you know, control the bacteria is just simply an issue of a Band-Aid on a problem, but it's likely to cause a whole lot of new problems.
Well, now, have they begun radiating food, irradiating meat and other things to preserve it?
Oh, absolutely. That's been going on for several years, and I believe there's some kinds of problems with that program. Not that they don't want to do it, but implementing it, the machines and so on, has run into a few barriers. But that's in process right now, and you can see from the label that your food's been radiated.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here with Byron Richards. Talking about fighting for your health.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760. From the KHNC Bulletin Board, if you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement. Nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad. Near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
Well, as we stand back here, I guess, Byron Richards, we're talking about fighting for your health. And there's so much, really, that is going on in the health field that is, frankly, unhealthy. And the difficulty is that so much of the information that the government puts out about your health is, frankly, not true. For years, they've been telling us to use the wrong sorts of fats. How could they be so stupid unintentionally? And they've created all sorts of problems as far as, you know, as far as our obesity and arteriosclerosis and progressive heart disease. I mean, we have an epidemic of obesity in America, no question. They never mentioned the part that the NutraSweet that they've authorized plays in that, and so many other things they're doing that is creating the problems where people really have terrible times getting rid of their overweight. So much of the advice we get from the government and ultimately from our doctors who really are unaware of scientific studies because they're never allowed to be published in their journals. So much of the advice we're getting on nutrition is faulty, and this is one reason we're having all the problems we are. So with that as a background, Byron, why don't you go ahead sort of pick up the story that you put forward in your book, Fighting for Your Health.
Well, I agree with you 100%, Dr. Stan, that the FDA is part and a huge part of the problem behind the obesity epidemic in America. They have allowed for the past 100 years numerous adulterations into the food supply. The chemicals which they permit on food will interact with hormone receptors and cause people's metabolism not to work properly. Many of the chemicals, in fact, one of the ones I talk about in Fight for Your Health, which is called perchlorate, which is a rocket fuel ignition substance that the military has poisoned our water supply with, are anti-thyroid compounds, which will accumulate during pregnancy in a woman and interfere with a healthy pregnancy and metabolism, just like we saw last week with lead and the confirming secondhand smoke during pregnancy. These things have a profound effect. When you go to the FDA's website right now, all you see is the garden variety advice for weight loss about eating less and exercising, more things individuals can do. Yes, these are important, but the government itself, the FDA, the EPA, have been behind condoning a food supply and an environment which is causing obesity in America, and they are a huge part of the problem, and they're refusing to clean it up because they know it causes disease, and they know the individuals then will become candidates for a big pharma product, and big pharma now owns the FDA, Dr. Stan.
No question. In fact, I smile every time I see their ads for sleeping pills. I mean, we had something very effective. It was called L-tryptophan. And, you know, a lot of people took it and that they could sleep at nighttime. Essential amino acids. It's been outlawed in America. You can only buy it for animals. It's all right for animals. It's not all right for human beings because they had one company that put out a batch of it and it created eosinophilomyositis or...
The eosinophilomyalgia syndrome that was created by that, that was a situation, Dr. Stan, where the Shawandenka company in Japan used genetic recombination to make L-tryptophan, and they did a horrible job of it, and they ended up splicing an infection into the actual compound. However, that problem was identified many years ago, specifically after it happened, and L-tryptophan is a case in point because it's the first time the FDA, identified a problem and then discovered the exact source of the problem, and then once the problem was corrected, the product was not allowed back on the market because L-tryptophan won every single head-to-head study with Prozac for depression. So the FDA kept L-tryptophan off the market specifically so the new version of SSRI medications, which have horrendous side effects of suicide, death, agitation, all kinds of problems, weight gain, all of these horrible side effects from these SSRI medications, which the FDA knew about prior to letting them on the market, they hid from the public, and instead they kept a very safe, natural alternative off of the market so that it would not be competition for big pharma. This was a huge problem, and it just shows you exactly how the FDA behaves.
Hey, you know, that to me is criminal activity, but then who are you going to report it to, the government?
Well, no, I mean, that's the whole point. You see, and right now what we've got going on is that Big Pharma pays in over $250 million a year to the FDA in what are called user fees, and it's over half of the FDA's drug approval budget is paid for by Big Pharma, and Big Pharma determines exactly how they're going to be regulated by the agency that's supposed to be regulating them.
I mean, this is the most incredible thing in the world, and the average individual has no idea. They think that the FDA is there to protect them.
Right, and so you find health freedom people and health advocates like yourself and myself, Dr. Stan, who spend our lives helping people improve their health. You find a lot of people wondering if what we're even saying is true. And I'll tell you something. On Friday, the Institute of Medicine released a major report, absolutely lambasting the FDA on safety. And so the Institute of Medicine is an independent advisory organization. They're part of the National Academy of Sciences. They advise the government routinely on policy. And the FDA, along with several other government agencies, actually asked the Institute of Medicine to do this report. So the Institute of Medicine's report coming out on Friday is not skewed by the bias of some health professional who's upset because, you know, of the poor quality of health in America. It was an actual government-sponsored, FDA-sponsored report. And this report said that the FDA is suffering from serious cultural problems. They described them as organizationally dysfunctional. They said that they don't have accountability or transparency, which is what I'm saying. In English, that means they're hiding all kinds of things under the table that they don't want anybody to know about. And so now this is coming forefront. Everything I say in Fight for Your Health, exposing the FDA's betrayal of America, has just been backed up by the Institute of Medicine's report on the FDA.
Well, I think it's important, and I think it's an important book, and I think it's so vitally important that the average American understands that we are under attack, and our health is under attack. And we say, people, why would anybody do that? Why aren't the watchdogs out there protecting us? And I would simply answer, there are many people are in this for money. I mean, after all, when if the drug companies are paying your salary and you're working for the government and you need more government for higher salaries, are you going to criticize the drug companies? And of course not. But not only that, but there really are people who have a different worldview. They think there are too many people in the world and, well, they're going to have to die of something.
Well, we're seeing a major paradigm shift going on right now, Dr. Stan. I mean, I know you, as a physician, you would have practiced something called patient-centered care. When the patient comes in, you know, you try to figure out by talking with them, by working with them, what is the best possible care this person could receive from me, from my services? How could I help this person get well? And you would try to instill hope in them along with whatever you're going to do for them medically. And I do the same thing as a nutritionist, helping people, you know, for a good 20 years in this area. But that's not what healthcare is all about right now. We're shifting from patient-centered care to government-controlled public health, and it's not in the best interest of the individual. Individuals are not going to get, when they go into their doctors in the next 5 to 10 years, if it hasn't already happened, the best possible care for their problems. Instead, they're going to get a boilerplate drug dispensing program. As I explained in Fight for Your Health, the FDA actually wants to become a drug company and to dispense drugs on a clinical trial basis through all doctors' offices. They actually want to turn medical care into an FDA experiment across the country.
And they are experimenting on Americans at the present time with some of these products that have only been tried minimally, and then they're released, and then they ask for, you know, a feedback on what's happening. Are the patients dying from the medicine? And when they find out that they are dying, as they found out with Vioxx, I mean, tens of thousands of Americans died specifically from Vioxx that had a 5 to 7 times increase in the incidence of heart attacks, you know, over people who would take Naprosyn and other similar products, you know, and they did nothing about it, and they concealed it until Dr. David Graham risked his job and his profession there at the FDA to tell the truth and testify before the Senate. And boy, then they really came after Dr. Graham, and the high officials in the FDA went out to get him. I know you know that story.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. In fact, Dr. Graham was in the news again here just recently. He's blowing the whistle on Merck's new arthritis drug, which is called Arcoxia. And, you know, he's saying it poses undue cardiovascular risk. He posed this month a editorial report in the Lancet, or actually, I'm sorry, it was in the British Medical Journal,
right.
And he outlined the fact that this is still going on at the FDA. They're just perverting science for the benefit of Big Pharma. They're not looking at the risks, and it's a situation that's just completely and totally out of control. And that's what the Institute of Medicine says in their report, that the FDA has no way of monitoring drug safety and the drugs on the market. They're not forthcoming about how they approve drugs. They're not forthcoming about the horrible side effects that are being reported to them. They tend to hide them under the carpet. And
what
so,
about, do you get at all into the influence of mercury, especially the mercury in the vaccines that they're suggesting?
Oh, absolutely. Mercury is a huge problem.
Could you cover that? Because it is so incomprehensible, I think, to our average listener to realize that the FDA and even organized medicine is recommending that women in their first trimester be given an influenza vaccine that has toxic doses of mercury that go right into the brain of a developing child. And we're so concerned about pregnant women eating fish. Oh, we're so concerned because there might be a little mercury in them. And yet we're injecting that into doctors' offices. The doctors are deceived, of the patients are deceived, but I don't think the people in government are deceived.
No, I'm sure they understand the studies. Thimerosal is a mercury-containing preservative that they use to preserve the vaccines. It's a convenience factor. And I'll tell you something, Dr. Stan. When the Homeland Security got started, the head of Eli Lilly was placed on the board of the new Homeland Security outfit. And one of the things he did, one of the things that was done was that the Eli Lilly had written into our Homeland Security legislation protection against any vaccine company producing thimerosal-contaminated vaccines, so that they couldn't have any lawsuits filed against them. And this was tucked into the Department of Homeland Security's legislation because, the Eli Lilly was on the board of the outfit. Well, once this was found out, it was quite an embarrassment, obviously. And so what happened was, emergency legislation to amend this was put forth, and it was removed. But the simple fact that this, of course, Eli Lilly, who's doing this, they're a big family friends of George Bush, the senior Bush has sat on the head of Eli Lilly and so on. So
he was on the board, but
We see this old boy network where we have our government at the very top, the president himself, receiving tremendous amount of funding from Eli Lilly and paying back the favor by protecting Eli Lilly from the damage they're causing to our children and to our our children and adults. I mean, adults who take that flu vaccine, they're getting a dose of mercury, which is neurotoxic. There's no question that the more vaccines adults get, the faster their cognitive decline in older life.
You're talking about Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all these things, especially just cognitive function, is significantly impaired by these mercury-containing flu vaccines.
And, you know, it's the most amazing thing, Byron. I'm old enough that a lot of my contemporaries, doctors I practiced with for years, about my age. And I went to a meeting the other day, and I saw so many of them there with their walkers and, just barely getting around, not thinking very clearly. And some of them are in rest homes with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And they all took the injections, the flu vaccine that they were told to. I've never taken a flu vaccine.
Good for you, Dr.
Stan. My mind still works
very well.
An
example worth following for anyone listening.
So we'll be back here in just a moment here. And America.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Larry Adams here, inviting you to listen in this Sunday afternoon at 2. I will be interviewing my newest sponsor, Jamie LaRue, with Windsor National Mortgage. He is my friend and expert in the mortgage industry, providing commercial, residential, and specialized in helping veterans to use and secure a VA loan. Jamie has helped me personally save money. Veterans, get your questions ready this Sunday afternoon at 2 and every second Sunday of the month for Jamie LaRue and Larry Adams, too.
Network. And before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your book?
Well, absolutely. My website is www.wellnessresources.com, and listeners can go there. We have a special offer on today for your listeners, Dr. Stan, where individuals can get the book, Fight for Your Health, Exposing the FDA's Betrayal of America, for 25% off and free shipping. And if you're not web savvy and you just want to call us, feel free to do so. Our phone number is 800-717-9355, and we'd be happy to ship that out to you today.
All right, fine. It's an excellent book. We've enjoyed it. In fact, we've been thinking very seriously about carrying it ourselves because we think your message is important. Problem is, we're not as efficient as you are. Anyway, I think it's so important that people understand there's so much that can be done for their health and way of taking supplements. I think the average individual probably believes their doctor who tells them, look, you don't need, take a multivitamin if you want to, but, you know, that's all you need. And yet, you know, every animal in the world, other than human beings and guinea pigs, and I think fruit bats, you know, can produce vitamin C. We don't produce vitamin C. We need a significant supplement. We need, you know, most of us are indoors. We don't get the vitamin D that we, you know, from the sun, and so we need supplements there. What do the average individual really need, really, to maintain their health? Although we're not getting to our adulterated diet and our lifestyle and just the way that that we're made, that we need these additional things.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, everybody needs a high-quality multiple vitamin. And, of course, I like to use all the coenzyme forms of B vitamins in my nutritional products that I formulate. I've actually formulated products for a couple of decades, Dr. Stan. You know, and there's a huge quality difference in these kind of products. For example, if you look at your multiple vitamin and it says the form of the B12 is cyanocobalamin, well, the front-end molecule of that is your body's metabolizing it. The cyan part breaks off and becomes cyanide, and you have to actually detoxify it. Now, there's no reason a person has to take that quality of supplement. The high-quality coenzyme forms of vitamin B12, such as methylcobalamin, those are available for companies to put in their multiple vitamins. That's what we do at Wellness Resources, because it makes a huge difference to the consumer. And we also put enough of it in the multiple vitamins so you don't have to buy a separate vitamin B12. You know, so that's the kind of difference a quality company will do with their vitamins. You know, also the antioxidants. We just don't eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables. And to top it off, a lot of the fruits and vegetables we do eat, they're not vine-ripened. They don't have their full potential power. They don't have the same nutritional status as chemically free vine-ripened fruit does. And so even the people who are eating their fruits and vegetables a lot of times aren't getting all they should from their diet. And we combine this, of course, with a high-stress lifestyle and a lot of chemicals and pollution, and individuals absolutely need to fortify their diets with antioxidants and things that can help clear toxins out of their bodies.
Could you explain to our listeners a little bit about antioxidants? Because most of them don't understand why this is so important. I mean, why oxidation has to be blocked, you know, and the dangers, you know, if from this oxidative process, then why we need antioxidants and what they are.
Well, inside of the cells, every cell in your body, you have over 100 trillion cells, they all work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never get any time off whatsoever. They never get any overtime pay, nothing. They just have to keep working 24/7. So when you go to sleep at night, your cells don't get to really go to sleep at night. They have to keep working. And if they decide to take any time off, it's kind of a rather stark reality called cellular death. And so it's very important for them to maintain themselves. Now, inside of cells, what protects them from the you know, the whole process of cellular function and making oxygen, burning oxygen for energy production and so on, what protects the cells is the antioxidant defense system, which is a comprehensive network of nutrients like vitamin C, vitamin A, beta-carotene, coenzyme Q10, N-acetylcysteine, which helps make the backbone of the system, which is called glutathione. We have all of these antioxidants. It gets to be rather complex for people to think about it, each and every one of them, but all of them are very, very important to keep the cells running. You have to realize that your cells don't get a second chance. You have to have those antioxidants in there that keeps them alive longer. It keeps them healthier longer. And so antioxidants is kind of like having money in your bank account. If you have antioxidants in your cells, you have a health reserve. You know, a lot of people saving for retirement, they're putting money aside. If you don't put your antioxidants aside and accumulate them in cells and have more, basically, than you need, eventually you're going to have the wrong financial equation on health, and your cells will die faster, age faster, and be more susceptible to disease. So antioxidants are truly the cellular foundation and reserve that promotes health.
And what are the antioxidants? What are
we get the antioxidants in, the key typical antioxidants are vitamin A, beta-carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E. Everybody's heard of ACE or ACEs. I mean, those are the basic fundamental nutrient antioxidants. There are many other antioxidants that come from proteins. Sulfur-containing proteins in particular help to make a glutathione. The mineral selenium is critically important in the antioxidant process, and may be the single most lacking antioxidant mineral. Going back to the mercury issue, for example, if a person doesn't have enough selenium, the selenium will protect a person from the mercury by binding to it and rendering it inert. But if a person doesn't have enough selenium, then that methylmercury that's in those thimerosal flu vaccines can wreak extreme neurologic damage that's virtually impossible to repair. So we see that these antioxidants are critically important.
And, you know, the thing is that as far as selenium is concerned, some areas have selenium in the soil, so what you eat will have selenium. But other areas, other countries, don't have selenium in the soil, and they get profound selenium deficiencies. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. In fact, the southeastern region of the United States has the highest rate of heart disease of any region in our country, and they have the lowest selenium in their soils. But every city, every major metropolitan city has so much pollution in it that uses up selenium that our society is selenium deficient. So the average individual needs anywhere from 200 micrograms up to 800 micrograms a day just to offset the significant amounts of man-made pollution, the lead, the cadmium, and the mercury that's actually in the pollution in the air in our major metropolitan areas. And, of course, if people are living around any kind of industrial, coal-producing plant or something of that sort, they're even at greater risk for a problem.
And, you know, of course, as a physician, I'll admit it, I was an orthopedic surgeon, but I tried to keep my hand and what was going on to know what was taking place in medicine. And, you know, I never realized that one of the major causes of myocarditis is a failure, the inflammation of the heart in certain countries is lack of selenium.
Well, that's right. There's regions in China, for example, where they have no selenium. And these have a very high rates of failure to thrive, brain problems, heart failure, cardio abnormalities, and the cardiomyopathy we're referring to.
We'll be back in just a moment with Myron Fisher. We'll take your Myron Richard. We'll take your calls here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Byron Richards, and we're talking about really the matters dealing with your health. And it is so important. I know since I've become aware of these things, I've changed my eating habits, maybe not as much as I should, but pretty changed profoundly. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And, you know, there's so many medicines that are being used by physicians that could be easily substituted for by natural health products. Let's talk a little bit about magnesium. Now, certainly, we have all these cardiac medicines that are used to influence the irritability of the heart and get arrhythmias under control, but all of these have profound potential effects. What about something like magnesium, which, of course, you know, is something, a very benign something, and yet, you know, most people are deficient in it.
Well, that's right, Dr. Stan. Magnesium is the number one mineral deficiency, possibly along with selenium, one and two, in our country. Individuals need at least 400 milligrams of magnesium per day, and they don't get it anymore because the refining of grains has stripped it out of the whole grains, and the soils don't allow it to accumulate in the fruits and vegetables the way it should, at the amounts it should, and of course a lot of people don't eat these things anyway. And so most individuals are lucky to get 100 milligrams of magnesium in their diet, even though they need 400. Now, magnesium is the main mineral that relaxes the smooth muscles throughout the body, including the heart itself. And magnesium is also required for the proper functioning of nerves. And without magnesium in the nerves, they're not anywhere near as relaxed. And so in the case of the heart, the electrical system of the heart never seemed to work quite right without magnesium. Individuals will easily report, you know, the erratic heartbeats, the pounding in their head when they lay down to go to sleep at night, all these kind of things are associated with a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium is one of the best minerals there is for soothing, calming, relaxing, and helping to keep the heart in sync.
And yet the average physician has never heard these things. And unless you really study it, they're not going to know, because this is not brought out. Far better to be prescribing all these expensive medicines than a simple magnesium pill. And the physician doesn't know this. The thing is that you need to learn and you need to get him educated so he can take better care of his patients. I mean, the restless leg syndrome, the leg cramps, you know, people who can't sleep at nighttime.
I mean, well, that's right, Dr. Stan. I use a coral calcium powder, for example. I use the coral calcium that comes from the ocean waters off the, you know, Okinawa, very clean waters. But those are very unique forms of calcium magnesium because they're structured geometrically by the little sea urchins that make the coral reefs. And after these reefs die, those minerals can be harvested, and they are. And what's interesting about them, you can mix a quarter to a half a teaspoon of that kind of powder in water. When it hits the water, the minerals ionize, you drink them, and within 10 to 15 seconds, you can feel them in your nerves. That is our most popular remedy for people with the jumpy or the restless legs. A lot of times it will really, really help that problem.
And because, you know, otherwise you go to your doctor, he's going to give you dopamine or something like that. And here's something so simple, you know, and so, you know, and it really does help the restless leg syndrome and so many of the things we have, you know, in the way of night cramps. People are just, you know, they just can't sleep at night. They get the cramps, especially when you get older.
And well, yeah, and calcium and magnesium are the most, they're just fundamental nutrition. There's nothing fancy about them. Both calcium and magnesium help to regulate blood pressure as well as the heart's electrical signals as well as the nerves themselves.
Sure.
So a lot of people who are laying down to go to sleep at night and have, you know, either insomnia or, you know, mild sleep disturbances or just, you know, feel irritated, you know, they're tired but they can't sleep, a lot of times the extra minerals, especially before bed, will help to relax them and help them to go to sleep.
But, of course, they would much rather you were taking the expensive sleeping pills, you know, and they've got all sorts of new sleeping pills for you. You know, I mean, the little butterfly, you know, you see on television that comes into your room to give you the rest. Yeah, and they outlaw the things that will really help you. Unfortunately,
well,
they haven't outlawed magnesium and calcium yet.
I mean, our most popular, just, you know, for your listeners out there, our most popular sleep remedy is a product called Relaxamag, which is magnesium biologically bound to two amino acids of glycine. In the brain, glycine is a relaxant neurotransmitter. So when people take this before bed, it just calms their nerves. It's extremely effective at helping people get into deeper sleep. And, you know, the thing about it is that human evolution has taken place in a nutrient-rich environment. Our bodies have not evolved with the use of drugs. And so drugs are a very newcomer to the game in terms of what we're doing with a process as important as sleep. And unless you get into a natural deep sleep on your own without the use of narcotic pills and other habit-forming pills, you are covering up something about your health that you need to address, because getting a good night's sleep is just critically important, especially as you get older.
Amen to that. Well, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners this morning?
Well, you know, one of the things that's very important for everybody is to really ask more questions. I mean, a lot of people say, okay, we got all these problems with the FDA, we got all these problems in the government. You know, most people think, well, what am I going to do to change them? And one of the things you can do to change is just become a smarter consumer of your services and what you buy. And so when you go to the doctor and the doctor wants to give you another medication or something of that sort, start asking some questions. Get a little bit more informed. Start challenging them a little bit. How long do I need to take this? What are my options? Will you help me get off of this? What else can I do? And if your doctor doesn't have good answers, that's a sign for you to start exploring more yourself. I know my website, wellnessresources.com, has a ton of information on it for anybody interested in becoming more informed. There are many other great informational resources out there. But don't just think today that what your doctor's telling you, especially if it's more drugs and more drugs and more drugs, is in the best interest of your personal health, because it's just not. It's in the best interest of the profits of Big Pharma, and they've created a system in our society where they now are selling sickness to Americans as if it's going to be good for them.
Well, thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. We look forward to having you back on again in the near future.
It's been a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan. Have a very nice day.
Thank you.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Stan here. Well, let me suggest we carry a book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's written by my friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. let me recommend it to you. It's certainly one of the best sellers we have. And it really is sort of an encyclopedia of what you need to know about nutrition. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets that can save your life. We carry a book on the miracle of magnesium. And you need to understand magnesium. And I will tell you that in all the years I practiced medicine, the only thing I ever knew that magnesium was useful for was milk of magnesia for constipation. And, of course, the magnesium sulfate we gave to pregnant women who were in toxemia. And yet, magnesium is absolutely essential for cardiac and general health and has so many uses, and you're not getting it in your diet. And the same thing is true with selenium and the other things we're talking about. There is so much about nutrition that you can learn from Health and Nutrition Secrets that can save your life. For a specific book on a specific subject, The Miracle of Magnesium, certainly we have a book on the FDA. It's written by the former editor of the most prestigious medical journal in the United States, and it was the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel's book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. That's The Truth About the Drug Companies. She came under tremendous pressure. As she's at Harvard, she has a position at Harvard, she won't even answer her emails. She's afraid to do anything now. She's been attacked and vilified. They've even had people watching her every time she did an interview or appeared on television. I know because I debated somebody from the drug industry, and they let slip during the course of the debate, that they were keeping tap of her. And I said, "Oh, you're tracking, you're watching what she's doing, doctor." And the hesitant remark was, "Well, we have a clipping service, so we know when she appears on radio stations." Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the clipping service doesn't tell you every time you do a radio interview. They're watching. They have people watching. But anybody who dares speak out the truth about the drug companies must read it. And of course, we have books on the stat drugs, one of the great scams of all time. And you have to, when you watch television, what do they say? Ask your doctor. Is this drug right for you? Ask your doctor. Well, they know they've got their detail men going around and programming the doctors. So he's going to tell him just what the detail people tell him, or what he hears at his meetings, which are financed many times by people who work for the drug companies. Understand how this system works. I've been part of it, and it's not designed for your health. It's designed for the health of the drug manufacturers. So we hope you'll go to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning you and destroying your brain with NutraSweet and MSG. They're poisoning you with water fluoridation. They're poisoning you with the mercury and the vaccines. And it is still in the flu vaccine. But they've taken it out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States. But don't you worry. We're giving it to those little black children in Africa because there aren't too many of them. And the rate of increase of population has fallen dramatically in Africa. The average lifespan for the average male in Africa has dropped from about 64 down to 30, 32 years of age. Do you think that happened by accident? No. They know exactly what they're doing. If you haven't seen my video, the Planned Population Reduction, let me recommend it, video, DVD, I number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and behind everything are the dark spiritual forces that run the world. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The